Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Well, good evening, everybody. It's a very small group of us. Welcome to the meeting of the Standards Committee on Tuesday, the 25th of July, 2023, at 6:30 p.m. Thank you all for coming. Any apologies, Monica?
With apologies from Councillor Locke.
Thank you. Any declarations of interest? No. Thank you. Could we have a nomination of a vice chairman for this meeting, please?
Could I nominate Dennis?
All in favour of Dennis?
I'll second.
Yeah, second. Oh, sorry, second. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely, Dennis. Thank you. Is there, we've just got to note the minutes of the meeting, the previous meeting held on the 28th of November 2022, as we have only Dennis present, I believe, from that meeting last time. Is everybody happy to just note those?
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you, Dennis, for that. Any urgent business?
No urgent business, Chairman.
Thank you. Can I pass the meeting over to the monitoring officer for his update, please?
Thank you very much, Chair. Yes, so generally speaking, a drastic drop-off in the number of standards cases since the new administration, and I'm sure most of you can guess why that is. There's one investigation remaining, and I'll go into a little bit more detail during the private session. So that's one investigation, and that's been going on for about a year. It's a long one. There's a bit of detail to it, and like I say, I'll explain a little bit more later. But I think going forward, we'll refer to this period as our halcyon days by comparison to where we've come from. It's quite quiet and peaceful. But in terms of developments for Standards Committee, we've had 3 applications for parish council members to sit on the Standards Committee. So the deputy monitoring officer, Sherry, when she returns from leave, is going to review the applications. We're going to do a brief interview process, and with the chair's blessing, we'll look to appoint two new parish council members to the standards committee. Parish council members aren't required by law, but it is encouraged to have them to get that additional spin, a bit more of a diverse mindset. Not saying that our mindsets aren't already diverse, but more minds, several minds better than one. So that's where we're going with that. In terms of a substitute independent person, we've got Graham, who's absolutely fantastic. He's been with us a while, but it's good practice to have a backup plan as well. So we've just recently sent out an advert on our website for a new independent person. I'm waiting for the link to come through. Once that link comes through, I'll share it with you, councillors, and by all means, bang the drum. But there are strict requirements with an independent person. They can't be politically active within the last 5 years. But I'm assuming we've all got friends or family who aren't politically active who could possibly work in the role. But all the details are in the advert, and as soon as Tom Connolly, our website guru, sends the link to me, I'll forward that to everyone so they can circulate amongst family and friends. But there are restrictions in there as to who can be an independent person, so that's the key, and it's stipulated by law. conscious councils, this is the first meeting of this new standards committee. So I was wondering, does anyone have any questions that they want to ask or they want to run by me? Yeah. Representative, yeah. So Councillor Beach, in our constitution, we have provision for two parish council members to sit on our standards committee. They don't take part in the vote, but there is an opportunity throughout the process for them to input their thoughts, for example, during a standards hearing, and they've done so at the last couple of standards hearing. But they can't vote, so they're not a voting member. Our last two members dropped off because one's no longer a parish councillor and the other parish councillor was coming to the end of that four-year term, so we're supposed to rotate when we have the opportunity. So at the moment, as you can see, we're without parish council members, but we're coming to the end of an advertisement period and we've had three councillors from different parishes who've expressed an interest. So I suspect for the next parish, for the next standards meeting that we have, we'll have two new parish members with us. What I want to do going forward, and I possibly should have mentioned this earlier, is we parish council members aren't required by law on the standards committee, but they do form part of our quorum in the constitution, and that's not necessary. So what we probably need to do is remove parish council members from the quorum so that we can obviously carry on with a hearing if they don't turn up. That being said, it's very good practice to have them on standards committee and, like I say, introduce that deeper thinking and wider thinking.
Can I ask a follow-up?
By all means, if you're blessing, Chair.
You mentioned Cherie will review their applications.
Yeah.
So are they appointed by the officer team, sort of with the blessing of the chair, or are they appointed by...
Thank you, Councillor Beach. And in this instance, what we tend to do is do it through the officers with the blessing of the chair. So we do a brief interview, which follows the expression of interest, and we see who's most suitable for the role, really, who's got the most experience that they could apply. So that's it. The closing date has passed. We've got those applications. We just need to review them. however, in terms of a substitute independent person, that's a decision which will have to go before full council by comparison. So parish councillors, no, we're okay. That's something we could deal with as officers or as a committee. But the law doesn't actually stipulate how we should deal with it because, of course, they're not required by law to be on there anymore. But as an independent person, that has to be considered by full council and approved by full council. So yeah.
Thank you very much.
Dennis.
Is the non-voting part of the parish council reps, is that law or is that just our local decision?
No, well, you don't need parish council members by law. So to make them part of the voting mechanism properly isn't appropriate, because a district council, a borough council, has to appoint who its standard committee are. And parish councillors, they would be outside of the borough. But there's no harm with having them there to input.
That's fine. So. The other question is, substitute for Graham. Didn't we used to have two at one time?
We did. We did, Councillor Fletcher, yes. And on that occasion, I think the substitute lady passed away, if I'm correct, Graham. But the lady, she was never replaced. And forgive me, I can't recall the name. But she was never replaced. And
so, can I ask Graham what his views on doing this on his own? I mean, he does a great job, so we don't need somebody else. We've got a substitute. Would it improve things if it was, or would it make it more difficult if there were two?
Well, the substitute independent person was Ros Melbourne, who was excellent, completely non-political, came into it with a completely fresh mind, and very sadly passed away very suddenly in December 2018. Great shock to us all. And I think, out of respect for Ros, there was no appointment made for a little while, and there was lots of things going on in the council, and Angela, who was monitoring officer at the time, I guess never quite got round to it. But Ros was a great asset. She was a great asset to me, and she was a great asset to the council. And if we could get somebody else like her, I think we'd be very lucky.
I'm not expressing a preference, I just thought it might be worth considering, but I'm quite happy for it to go on as it is.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Graham. I think one thing I would point out is that we're doing the advert for an independent person, but nationally there is a huge problem trying to recruit independent persons. So a lot of local authorities have resorted to a kind of shared agreement where they use independent persons from different districts, neighbouring districts, to try and fill that gap. We might be lucky, we don't know, but it might, going forward in the future, it might be something we have to look out depending on the outcome of this recruitment process. So yeah, I'll get the advert to you, councillors, as soon as it's as soon as I've got the link. So thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Is there anything else, John?
I was going to mention, I've got to mention it, Mon. This is Monica's last standards committee. So I think Monica's leaving us, and this is going to be our last standards committee, and she's, I can't.
Pardon?
Are you leaving? She's retiring.
Could you just bring it back, Laura?
Chair, could I propose that we note our thanks in minutes, please?
Sure. All the hard work.
Yes, a lifetime's worth of commitment and dedication.
Yeah. Thank you. Sorry, Mike, I didn't mean to embarrass you, but you've been, I can't have done it justice, given how long you've been here. And anyway, moving swiftly on, I think, I think we're ready to go into private minutes. Thank you, Chair.
We're just moving to the private part of the meeting now. In accordance with Section 100A, Part 4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the press and public will be excluded from the remainder of the meeting, as is likely, in view of the nature of the business to be transacted or the nature of the proceedings, that there would be disclosed exempt information as defined in paragraphs of Part 1 of Schedule 12A of the Act, indicated in brackets before each item number on the agenda.